You're listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. This podcast is designed to give you reflective time to engage yourself around sensitive life topics for the purpose of offering manageable perspectives for your daily journey.
Hey, hey, it's The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I am Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And we are back together again in the world. Who did that song?
Oh my gosh. I don't remember who, but that was a classic.
That was a jam. Back together again in the world. Okay. So yes, hey.
Hi.
Oh, wait a minute. That might be trademarked. Let me not do that.
Okay, thank you.
We don't have insurance.
We don't have rights
for that. We got blessed insurance.
That's all we got.
Oh, that's good insurance now.
That's all we need.
Yeah. Hey.
Come on now.
Hey.
You better get with. Don't make me.
You do it if you want to.
Okay.
Do it if you want.
Okay.
I'm always on the ready.
Hello, thank you.
I'm past the ready. I'm on the set.
I'm on the set.
So
for sure.
It has been a beautiful morning so far for us down here in Florida. Can you say the same?
I can't because I'm here with you.
Yay!
Oh, you're talking about our listening audience.
Well, you can say it too. Yes, I can say it. Yes, you're out of the cold.
I am.
Do you miss, now, let me ask, did you consistently keep up with your practices at home, even though mommy is not around, right?
Okay, good, great.
So you still do your morning walk? Well, you were doing your morning walks before you left anyway.
Yeah. The summer months, it was quite easy to get out and I walked my neighborhood. The early onset of fall proved a little bit more difficult. But at that point I was walking with my cousin.
So the teacher.
We were holding each other accountable. That way, which was good. And on the days that it was just like either her schedule didn't allow for it or the weather didn't allow for it, we had our own little way of checking in with each other and doing some line dancing, even though it wasn't in, I mean, it was real time that we were both on at the same time, but because of technology, it was not real time because my steps would always be ahead of hers or behind or something like that. But yeah, gotcha. We found a way to get around, which is my whole thing around, even though walking outside was far more beneficial than the indoor exercise and I still think it is, but when we have inclement weather, there's still no excuse because all you need is your 2 feet to, and you don't even need your feet because you can do chair exercise if you had to, but we really have no excuse not to move every day. And so, but I will admit it ain't easy.
Oh, it isn't to make that adjustment, and especially if that adjustment didn't come planned, right?
Right.
And so you have to instantly get it. You know, I like that. I like that you mentioned that even in inclement weather, you know, you still had to manage to do what you knew you enjoyed doing and or was best for you, and so. It challenges us to do things differently. And that's been a conversation. A dear friend of mine stepped in. I mean, she gave me an amazing word last week that, you know, reminded me that, you know, when things are different, you must do things differently. And you can't keep expecting the new different to fit in the new or the differently behaviors or practices to fit in this new different space. And it's hard to adjust, you know, if you're not intentional and if you're not determined. And I think those are factors that happen to play in making the outcome manifest. Wow. I want to drop this on us and our listeners. It's Friday now. This show is typically open air. You might get a cuss word. You might get a, the topic is really adult directed. On our Tuesday show is adult directed too, but it's also family fun and friendly. I have been known to slip up one or two times and say that the shit word or the, you know, it doesn't. Hey, okay. Now we just had a quick little break right there. You are listening to the V-Spot. You're not wrong. And you are listening to Vessel
and Camille Veronica.
Yep. So we're back. But yeah, so Friday's show is really open in air. And I want to bring up this conversation because technology has drawn us to have different conversations. We're doing different. Technology brings in some new things. And so, there has been, I don't know if you've heard about it, it's called OnlyFans. Have you heard about OnlyFans?
I recently heard a comment, but I have no concept of it.
Oh, and in what comment did you hear OnlyFans being used?
It was a comedian saying about having an OnlyFans page. And then, you know what, actually? Now that I think of it, it was a comedian that was saying that, and but I didn't really get what was going on because it was kind of like, okay, he wasn't making a joke, he was just making a comment. And then also I want to believe that an interview with Michael B. Jordan was saying about having the page for his mustache and that the mustache was going to raise money for barbering schools and things like that. Yeah, that's... Yeah.
Well, you
heard. Does that mess up your concept?
No, it doesn't mess it up at all. You actually heard the other side of what, you know, OnlyFans. OnlyFans is a platform. I don't know who owns it. I don't know anything other than I know it is a platform where individuals can monetize whatever service they are visually providing or it could be a product that they do. Right. And so they use it as a monetized base. It's you have another one that's called Patreon, which is one that people subscribe to where it, they use it as a, if you want to get the back news, if you want to get the good, you pay $5.99. I mean, there's some that are $24.99, you know, and up, and this is a monthly subscription, that's auto pay bill, to individuals for your service. I actually think it's a great thing. Now, I don't know what they charge. I don't know how much they take out of each subscription. But I do know that it has become extremely popular in the adult entertainment world. And the fetish community. So I won't just drop in the that. But It become really big because now individuals in the adult community could really manage their own money, right? You know, they were being part of these, you know, these groups. And so now they can do their own shows. And it is paying lucratively. People have mentioned six figures, receiving six figures within 4 to 6 months. By doing OnlyFans. And so I've had a couple conversations with some individuals who have OnlyFans page from a fetish standpoint. So one of them is a foot. What is it called? There's actually a name for it. But they have one up and they show off their feet and people subscribe to highlight their feet. Now I will admit, they have some beautiful feet. And they keep their toes polished. So I really believe their people are liking the subscription for the designs and the different things that's on. And it's a his feet and not her feet. That's the other. That's the other catch. So they're being polished by a her, but it's his feet. And so they're pretty feet. And so people, I didn't know that you could get so much money or that there were so many people who are interested in doing that. Now, obviously you have those that are sexual. I know a couple of designers, fashion designers who have gone sexual with their platform. TV stars, you know, Safari had mentioned, I don't know if Nicki Minaj, but Safari had mentioned going with OnlyFans. But I guess what I really want to ask our listeners is, having an OnlyFans account that is adult entertainment, that is sexual, is it something that would prevent you from dating that person? Or, and I asked that question, one, because I recently discovered that somebody that I dated has an OnlyFans, not an account, but they are a participant in a segment on an OnlyFans. And they think just because you cover your head, first of all, if you really have had somebody sexually, you can't hide your body. They're just certain attributes. And especially if you have been a person who has explored that person's body, you can't hide that. And, you know, so you can put hoods on your head. You can keep your head bent down in the pillow. I identified, you know, and I didn't have to be told who it was. I actually knew. And then it was said, confirmed by somebody else that, yeah, that's who that is. And I was like, oh, okay. But I asked that to our audience, is it a deal breaker, right? Is it equivalent to someone who has done porn? Now, although porn is prior tense in some cases, because it's gone through the edited process and it takes longer to get it out into the public, whereas OnlyFans, well, you just log on your phone, you just sit your phone up, and there you have it. You're ready to go. So do you think it's something that would prevent you from having a conversation with a person? I mean, I'm even at a point now with this friend that I was referring to who has the OnlyFans page in LA. They've actually said, there's more people who have OnlyFans pages that you run into out in LA than there are those that don't. And it's actually a conversation that people are proud to say, hey, you can go check me out on my OnlyFans page. You know, like, check out the goods before you get them, before you buy them, you know, see how they work, you know, see how these hips, you know, move, see how I can dip, you know. So what is your take? What do you think now that you know a little bit more about OnlyFans? I think you could get an OnlyFans page. And if you got an OnlyFans page, I believe your OnlyFans page would consist of how to do the integral making of your own beads. You know, I think yours would be, again, these are monetizable platforms, but different lessons or teachable lessons, right? I'm not talking about that one, right? I'm not, even though it's really hard, because I believe that a lot of people do associate OnlyFans pages with adult entertainment. So if you said, or you or I said, oh, I got an OnlyFans page, go visit, I believe we're going to get some big eyes. Like some, are you serious? You know, now we might get some people rush to the page. Some people might rush to see how big they really are. How much
they've been wondering. You keep that stuff on the wraps for a long time, they wonder.
Some people should have kept it on it. Let me just say this. They came out with their OnlyFans, and I'm like, you know what? You
talking about free market now. That come is. On. It's free market. Free to do what you got
to
do.
It is. Yes. Free to be.
Yes. Yes. You know, it's interesting because there's a certain point where one tires with keeping up with the Joneses and anybody else.
Okay.
And, you know, it's kind of like, oh, yeah, great. There's another social platform I got to go find out about. Oh, man, for real? Another one? You know, and yet what I do like about there being yet another one is not the dilemma so much is the opportunity. Yeah. Now I'm not the one that will be saying out there, like, everybody get you a page and put your, you know, put your grace and mercy out there. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, like, there is a very real side of me that enjoys any opportunity a person that was, somebody's trying to call me, daggone it.
Okay.
Any opportunity a person has to beat the system. And it's one of the reasons why.
Or become the system.
Right, or redefine it. Yeah, you know.
Redefining the system.
I love that. Mm-hmm. It's one of the reasons why I find YouTube, hilarious, because the idea that just anybody can get on their way, anything, and can have a whole bunch of followers. You know what I'm like? Why are we watching the history of rubber bands? Because this person's, putting it out there in a way that's accessible, you know? So to hear of this, okay, yes, I'm cool with that. It's funny that if we say we have these pages, people may associate it with the adult and entertainment industry, because it makes me think of Backpage,
And when
people would say, yeah, I found this job on Backpage, I was like, no, you didn't. No, you didn't. No, there's some other
which page, right, which job was you going out for?
Right. And I'm like, because I unknowingly, would look through the news items that were printed, and then they're like, yeah, I'm gonna go check out Backpage and see about a job. And I was like, no, you can't, because in my head, anything on Backpage was not something we were supposed to be doing, but hey, they found work. But anyway, does it lend itself to, here's the thing, to answer your question, whether or not you can have conversation or not, it doesn't matter if it's on fan only, or if it's, on a DVD or something else, you already know how you feel about people who are in the industry, whether you are in the clubs, whether you, on a pole, or whether you are doing little home films or whatever, you already know how you feel. So this is just one more thing. I think this is that thing where you have to know ahead of time, because here's the deal. Some of y'all ain't gonna know that your people had a past life where they were, they were doing activities that allowed them to pay for school or allowed them to get their teeth fixed or whatever it was. And some of them did it just because they decided to.
They enjoyed it.
Right.
Yeah, they enjoyed
So this is where it still comes to me. You got to know what you are looking for, what your standard is, or what your, where you draw the line, so that you're not surprised when someone says, oh yeah, I used to be a pimp. Oh, for real? me too.
when you say for real, do you give a duck back, like with your hand in your face, like don't smack me? like oh, for real?
Don't smack me. Something. Yeah. Right. Yeah, but like, I think this is where
I was wondering where that zoot suit.
You see what
from.
I'm saying? And why you keep wearing it, dog? Why? Back down memory lane and stuff. Yeah, I think this is where you have to, again, with any relationship, you got to have some parameters for yourself, so that if someone's past comes up, or if their present comes up, it doesn't throw you off. Or if it does, then you already know how you're going to handle it. Yeah. I mean, I just think that's where it leads us to, is that no matter whatever platform you use or don't use, you got to know how you're going to deal with that as well.
Right. So does again, it depends on the person. It depends on the circumstances. That's what I hear you say.
Yeah.
You
know, and I think we have to, it may be associated with adult entertainment, but we also have to be open to the possibility that there are people using it for other things as well.
Oh yeah.
And be
absolutely
open to that. Like, not just, like my mindset of, if you say Backpage, I'm like, nah, dog. But it's a newer platform. Be open to it. Be open to the fact that there may be some other things that are being done to help, social causes or fight for justice or help, artists so they're not starving or whatever it is. In whatever format that do. But I still think it comes back to, in terms of relationships, I still think it comes back to, you got to know what you're okay with before you enter into stuff,
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I think that's a really good point to, kind of give our listeners and us a reason to dig deeper, mm-hmm. right? Dig deeper. If the person, now it's one thing to discover that the person has one of these pages that are adult related or versus them upcoming and telling you, hey,
well,
you
that's
know, I have one of these.
Do I have to tell you that I have the page?
Well, I personally feel like if we are entering into any type of agreement, commitment, and you think that it could be of importance for me to know that, because again, when you enter an agreement or commitment, you now become a shadow thought of that other person. And so when they see or hear you, they see and hear or associate you sometimes, most times, with the person that you're with. So I would say yes. And I think it's hard for me to say that I wouldn't ask the question now that I'm learning more. But I feel like your reputation, and although we understand that birds of a feather flock together can be mean a lot of things, you know, Jesus rode with the best of them, but they have painted Jesus to be not part of that group. You know, although he rode with them, he went down here collecting the taxes or hitting up on the prostitutes, like, but he chilled with them, right? So I think that is why it is, to me, you know, it comes down to the respect that you have, one for yourself and then one for the person that you're engaging in that commitment with. And I've had a personal experience where I discovered that someone that I was dating had done a porn. And it was when I discovered it, I discovered it on my own because I was watching it. And I was like, ooh, wait a minute. No, that couldn't be. And I was very shocked. We were in a relationship when that actually happened, too. So it wasn't like this was something that was done years prior. Mm-hmm. And it only became a major concern. Well, I spent about 6 months trying to digest how I was going to bring this up to this person that this had happened. It became more of a taxing issue when I had two other people who are part of my circle run across that same flick. And they were like, do you know this? And I was like, I played it off. I was like, yeah, we've talked about it. We're discussing it, you know? And because I didn't want them to go to this person to have any conversation. Mm-hmm. And two, I wasn't ready at that moment to say that, no, I haven't discussed it or not, but I'm very aware of it. And I will tell you, it was the determining factor for me ending that relationship. That point of that relationship being in the relationship, we're friends, but that in that relationship. And I think I did it in my heart. I think I had previously given so much grace to other relationships that I was in, that although this person was not physically in a physical act, they were an extra in this film. Mm-hmm. So they weren't actually doing any of the sexual act. Mm-hmm. They were extra. There's no way to put it. But my challenge was the fact that you would do something that could potentially jeopardize, one, your person, your brand, two, everybody's brand that you're connected to. That, i.e., including your parents, who have a very nice brand, a very public nice brand. So it was challenging for me to decide, okay, are you going to be doing things like this and make it difficult for me to run for office? You know if everybody can't be Ivanka Trump, once I can't be white and Russian, and you know you can't. I say Michelle Obama could have had the same access to doing what she wanted to do and get in that position, but they would have ran her down in the dirt, right? It wouldn't have been, you know, they would have did just what they doing to Miss Harris, you know, she fucked her way to the top. That's what they would say, you know? So that's where I'm at I am going to ask now that I know, and now that and I want to hear your reason. You know, NeNe Leakes did the poll, and she told why she did the poll, you know, for so many years, you know. I feel like those things are defining, you know, a defining moment for me could be me going to jail when I was, you know, young. You know, does that define now your choice of how you treat me? You know, it could, you know, if that, if you, oh, I don't want to date no man that's ever been, you know, ever been to jail. You know, I don't want to date no man that's ever didn't pass second grade. You know, it was second grade. I didn't, well, no, it was first grade. I repeated first grade. Yeah. So, you know, I like, yeah, that's where I'm at with it. It's a lot, but I think it's something that for sure we can have a conversation about and amicably make a decision on. I don't think it's something that should be hid from the person. If you have an illness that would, could be detrimental to my health, I think that you should offer
but if I
need the opportunity.
I'm going to interrupt because I know I don't normally, but I'm going to interrupt.
That's what you should do. You pay the other side of that bill.
I know, but I don't.
Who pay it? Oh, the king. Yeah. Oh, the king. The king pays. The king pays. The king pays. The bills.
Yeah, I let him think that, honey.
You pay in boo-boos and debts.
My thing is, though, if I don't tell you, because you said if I think it's important for you to know, if I don't think any more of it, then it's just something I do on the side, or it's it, or to say, yeah, I earn a good amount of money from this, but you know, like, it is what it is. And it's not so much a thing about not telling you. It just wasn't one of those things that in my brain was at the forefront. Would that be acceptable? I mean, would you be okay with that?
I would feel like if you could say that, tells me that you don't know me, or we haven't done enough understanding of who I am and what I stand for. I would dare to say if my child went out and showed his ass in the middle of the street, you must not know we don't do that. You know, and if you didn't know, well, now you're about to know, right? And so I think that that's where I am with it. I get it. You know, what is it called? On a need to know basis. I mean, I absolutely get it. I that's a very fine line for me for what someone needs to know. You know, no, everybody is not privy to the relationship that I have with my mother. That is something that I just don't. I'll openly provide people, right? I don't let everybody know how many times I like to pleasure myself. I don't feel like that's a conversation that needs to be addressed. I am strictly out in a bedroom all in together is one of those things. So I don't know. It sounds like you're saying there is some leeway for need to know.
No, I don't know if I'm saying, I'm just asking questions because I'm curious.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I use this analogy or this example because I had a family member who was a sexual predator or a sex offender, registered sex offender. And I always struggled when they would show up at events where there were kids. And nobody wanted to share the conversation, or nobody wanted to make them feel alienated for a past decision that they had made. And so I'm always torn by, now do you keep watch on these kids to make sure that they, who are you watching? The kids are him, you know, what do? You know, how do you manage this, right? Or do you give people the opportunity, the parents of these children, the opportunity to choose if they want to protect or have their kids attend this event or not. So that's the way I kind of pattern a couple things out of. I get some things I understand, but a couple things I do kind of use that rubric.
So, and rightly so.
Listen, I think that's a good start for a very vulnerable conversation. It was very vulnerable for me because I feel it now. This has been the V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow. I'm Vessel.
And I'm Camille Veronica.
And I'm so delighted you decided. part of my message. I was having a call. I'm so excited you decided to stop in with us this Friday. Have a great weekend. And most definitely, if you are in the midst of this hurricane, please, please, it is a category 4. We are praying and sending up prayers for those that already have experienced this hurricane. But most definitely, please stay safe. Have a great one.
Thank you.
You've been listening to The V-Spot, your vulnerable space to grow with Vessel and Camille Veronica. We appreciate you listening and hope you'll follow us on social media, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. You'll find us at The V-Spot Radio. If you want to send us an email, email us at vspotradio@gmail.com. We love to hear from you and we love your feedback. Please let us know of topics that you're interested in hearing from us. Thank you.